Welcome to the Growing in Grace audio blog. My name is James Williams, and I hope you enjoy today's episode entitled, Spiritual Disciplines, Serving. It wouldn't be much longer until his death. The disciples were gathered together for supper with Jesus. As they were eating, Jesus got up, took off his outer garment, and filled a basin with water. The disciples sat and watched as the Son of God himself knelt down. The eternal Christ, worthy of all praise from men and angels, got on his knees before them. Their dirty feet, thoroughly covered with manure and dirt from the road, were immediately in front of him. How embarrassing to have their dirtiness so exposed before someone so pure. Instead of turning away in disgust, he proceeded to wash them where they were most unclean. After he had cleaned them all, he looked at them and said, quote, "You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you also should do just as I have done to you." End quote. His words and his actions were clear. He means for his followers to serve one another. We are currently in a series on the spiritual disciplines. We've looked at reading and studying God's Word, memorizing and meditating on God's Word, prayer, and evangelism. Today, we'll look at the spiritual discipline of serving. Serve the Lord with gladness. Every believer is to serve the Lord with gladness, Psalm 102 says. We serve the Lord in obedience. We serve Him out of gratitude for the great things that He has done, 1 Samuel 12:24. And we serve Him with gladness and not begrudging submission. We don't serve out of guilt or to obtain salvation, but rather we serve because we've been made new. The great preacher Charles Spurgeon stated it this way, quote, "The heir of heaven serves his Lord simply out of gratitude. He has no salvation to gain, no heaven to lose. Now, out of love to the God who chose him and who gave so great a price for his redemption, he desires to lay himself entirely to his master's service. O you who are seeking salvation by works of the law, what a miserable life yours must be. You toil and toil and toil, but you never get that which you toil after, and you never will. For by works of the law, there shall be no flesh justified in his sight. The child of God works not for life, but from life. He does not work to be saved. He works because he is saved." End quote. Spiritual gifts. Once a person believes in Christ, he is indwelled by the Holy Spirit. The Spirit empowers the person with spiritual gifts. We're told in 1 Peter 4:10, quote, "As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another, as good stewards of God's varied grace," end quote. God doesn't just command us to serve. He provides the gifting and abilities to serve in specific ways. Passages such as 1 Corinthians 12:4-11, Romans 12:4-8, and Ephesians 4:7-13 list the spiritual gifts. We are to use these gifts to build up the body of Christ, Ephesians 4:12 says. This means that we are expected to use our gifting in our local church for the edification of others. We may use our gifting outside of the church as well to be a blessing to others, but if we are not using them in the church, we are missing the primary purpose. Since every Christian has at least one gift and is expected to use it to serve, then we should know our spiritual gifts. If you don't know, one of the best ways to find out is to actively serve in your church until you find out how the Lord has gifted you. Oftentimes, as we are serving, others may see how we are gifted, sometimes even before we can. I remember a good friend pointing out a gift he saw in me long before I recognized it. Serving as a discipline. Some may not see serving as a discipline because it should be something that we do naturally as believers. It's true that serving should be an outflow of our heart of love for the Lord. It should be a joy to serve. However, we must also be prepared for the times when our heart doesn't want to serve. We can be selfish, unloving, or simply too focused on our priorities to be willing to stop and serve others. In those times, we may have to discipline ourselves for obedience to the Lord while we pray for heart change. Service can be hard work. In Ephesians 4:12, Paul refers to the, quote, "work of service." And in Colossians 1:29, he refers to his labor that the Lord gives him the energy to do. As Dr. Whitney explains, this, quote, "means when you serve the Lord in a local church or in any type of ministry, it will often be hard. Sometimes it will be agonizing and exhausting. It will take time. there will always be more entertaining things you could be doing, end quote. Selfish serving. Like Christ, our service should be done with humility. If we only serve others because it benefits us, makes us look good, or helps our reputation, then we are not truly serving. Our desire in serving is the glory of God and the good of our neighbors. It should be Christ-like rather than self-righteous service. Whitney explains, quote, "Self-righteous service requires external rewards. It needs to know that people see and appreciate the effort. It seeks human applause with proper religious modesty, of course. With self-righteous service is highly concerned about results. It eagerly wants to see if the person served will reciprocate in kind. The flesh whines against service, but screams against hidden service. It strains and pulls for honor and recognition. It will devise subtle, religiously acceptable means to call attention to the service rendered." End quote. May the Lord stir in our hearts a desire to selflessly serve Him and His church. Application questions. Number 1, are you serving in your local church? If not, where and how can you begin? Number 2, when you serve, is your motive the glory of God and edification of others, or is it a self-righteous service? Our next post will examine the spiritual discipline of stewardship. Thank you for listening to the Growing in Grace podcast. I pray this episode served you well. If so, consider sharing on social media or leaving a rating on iTunes so that others might be encouraged as well. May God strengthen you this week as you continue to grow in grace.